But right now we're going to eavesdrop on Philadelphia All Sports Radio with the Phillies winning yesterday. Let's see what they're saying not only about the Phillies, but the Eagles. It's the Touchdown Brothers, their morning show in Philly.
All right, fellas. Thank you.
All right. All right. Whatever, Troy. All right. You know what? Why do we even have him on?
I don't know.
On a day in which the Phillies are in the NLCS, they're advancing, and we're talking to a former Cowboy who was on to back-sell an event called Jub Jam? I mean,
I don't even know what that is. That seems like a bad producer call, Anthony.
I guess Anthony, our producer's one
about had it with Anthony, because we got a cowboy on here talking about a concert we never heard of, and I guess a slight promotion of Monday Night Football with the Cowboys and the Chargers. Let me tell you something. There will be twice the amount of viewers this week for Eagles and Jets than there will for Cowboys Chargers on Monday Night Football.
Oh, no doubt about that. There's no doubt about that.
No one wants to watch the Cowboys. They're America's funniest team. Did you see the
there he is. That's Tony Ragu. I'm Jimmy Amendola. We are the Touchdown Brothers. Look, hey, the Phillies are rolling straight through to another World Series. They're going to breeze through Arizona. Yeah. I know they got to play those games just because it's a formality, and I get they have to play those four games.
I swear to God, I just found out there's a team in Arizona.
I know, I swear,
Arizona
it's true.
Has a team?
Well, that's the thing. And you know what? I do praise the Phillies for at least playing the games to let the D-bags get some of the ticket sales, right, the money. But they're going to the World Series. What is this, like seven World Series in as many years? These guys dominate.
Like they dominate, totally dominate.
Look, you know who I hope they play in the World Series, Tony?
Who?
The frickin' Rangers. Because the Rangers are the worst team in baseball.
What did they lose?
Without a doubt.
Didn't they lose like 90 games this year?
I think they had a losing record this year.
Actually, and they, that was last year.
Who was that? Anthony. Anthony, shut up, okay? We're doing the show in here.
He said it was last year. Okay, they lost 90 games last year. That wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, that's right. It's basically this year.
What's changed with the team? They're the same team
they were last year.
Same player, same Good manager. Lord. Nothing
did,
new.
Hey, didn't their manager have a coke problem or something like that?
Yeah, that Ron Washington. Yeah, Ron Washington.
Yeah, that's right. Is he still managing a team?
I think so. They play like they're on coke.
Look, Corey Seager is the least productive hitter in Major League history. What has he ever done?
He won a World Series MVP.
Shut up, Anthony. Anthony's giving us irrelevant notes.
You give us one more stupid note like that and you're off the show.
Good Lord.
I'll tell you what, over Seager, give me Schwarber, Castellanos, Turner, and Harper any day.
Any day. Any of these days that we have. Give me those guys.
And then the other team that they could see, I guess, is the cheating Astros.
Yeah, they could see them, but I don't want the Astros. I want the Rangers because I want to humiliate those stupid people, those cowboy hat wearing dumbass JR loving people in Dallas.
Yeah, they're basically the Cowboys in baseball uniforms. That's what they play in the same stadium. How can you play?
I know they play in the exact same stadium. The Cowboys and the Rangers in Arlington. Yeah, the name of the stadium is Arlington.
Is there more backwards hillbilly state than Texas?
It's the worst.
Did they produce?
It's the
any championships whatsoever.
None. They've never won a championship.
Even one of those teams. Astros actually won two World Series.
I swear to God, Anthony.
Say one more word.
You have the same voice as Tony, and it confuses me every time you talk to us.
He didn't have the same voice as me. Don't say that about me and Anthony.
Anyway, we got to go to the phones. Let's see who we got coming up first. We got the
Silent Philly.
Ah, that's the other producer.
Okay.
Sal in South Philly. You're on with a Touchdown Brothers.
I swear to God, these producers.
Hey, how are you fours guys doing this morning?
We're fine. The two of us are fine. I don't know what these other two jackasses are doing.
I'm very excited about the Eagles being 5-0.
I think you can
rubber stamp us to another Super Bowl.
No doubt.
You got that, Roy.
No doubt.
You got that, Roy.
No doubt.
And I'm equally excited about the Phils. We're going to the World Series again.
No,
World Series, baby!
We are so much better than either of those Texas teams. It's going to be comical if we get there.
Yeah.
A baseball joke.
Speaking of comicals, I'm still working on my stand-up comedy routines.
All right.
Could I try a couple of baseball jokes on you two's guys?
Yeah, sure, Sal. Hit us. Go ahead. Bring it. Go ahead.
Hey, everybody. I played Spaceballs. My position was left out.
Yeah, maybe he needs to work on his delivery or something. I don't know.
Hey, I don't think he's given a punchline yet, has he?
I think that was it.
Hey, everybody. I played Spaceballs.
Yeah.
Instead of home runs, I ran home.
He got some football observations or something like that, maybe. I don't know.
Speaking of footballs, I'm still laughing about the Cowgirls on Sunday.
That was the funniest game.
New offenses, and I thought you had the best defense.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I got one question for you twos, guys.
Yeah. What's that, Sal?
Do the Cowboys still suck away?
Genius! God, that routine is killer. It's great. Hey, look. Coming up next, OnlyFans stump model Justin Montemayor comes on to tell us his favorite Mike Schmidt-based pancake recipes. That's next on the Touchdown Brothers.
Things never change on that show.
Horrible.
Doesn't matter what season it
is. Horrible program.